You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire City County Health Department officials have announced the first human case of West Nile virus in the county this year. The Northwest Wisconsin region has seen a handful of cases over recent weeks, including human cases in Dunn, St. Croix, Rusk, and Barron counties. Health officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves from the disease, which is only spread through an infected mosquito. Residents should remember to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and mosquito-proof their homes as much as possible. Another candidate has entered the 7th Congressional District field following Congressman Tom Tiffany's decision to run for governor. Former Wisconsin State Legislator Fred Clark officially launched his campaign for the seat on Wednesday. In his announcement, Clark highlighted his experience as a rural legislator and conservation leader and plans to focus on rebuilding the rural economy, expanding healthcare access, and protecting farms and forests. Jesse Eben is still the only Republican candidate to announce a run for the seat thus far. A proposed bill seeking to crack down on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine healthcare providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are sharing cybersecurity tips with residents in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. State officials are recommending some actions residents can take to protect their personal data and avoid scams. Residents should use strong passwords and create different passwords for different accounts, use multi-factor authentication for additional security, update their software often to ensure they have the latest security patches, and identify and report any phishing scams they receive. Weeks after the final veterans moved out, Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls has officially closed. The facility served as a veterans housing center through the state's Veteran Housing and Recovery Program, but $1.9 million in funding for the program was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee over the summer. Republican and Democratic state lawmakers each proposed legislation to continue funding Klein Hall and its Green Bay counterpart, but neither has received a public hearing in the state legislature. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call visited Eau Claire on Tuesday to highlight the dangers of online threats like cyberbullying and sextortion. Attorney General Call says law enforcement authorities have received over 400 tips related to sextortion cases in 2025, a significant increase over last year. He encouraged parents to discuss the dangers of growing digital safety concerns with their children and teach them to become active participants in creating a safer online environment. He also encouraged them to seek out additional educational resources. Barron County organizations are inviting area residents to a number of events honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Officials from Embrace are promoting a number of events with various local partners, including libraries, small businesses, and grocery stores, in an effort to highlight the available resources for people struggling with domestic violence. The organization is also inviting residents to participate in their 6th annual Survived and Incarcerated in Wisconsin letter writing event, which will be held virtually on October 30th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another court order protecting federal funding. The court order protects federal funding for state energy programs following a multi-state lawsuit filed in August. The coalition was challenging the U.S. Department of Energy, placing a 10% cap on reimbursements for indirect and fringe costs on energy projects. If the cap had remained, Attorney General Call says reimbursements would have dropped from around $370,000 to just $130,000 in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families have announced an increase in child care subsidies going into effect this month. According to a press release, the maximum subsidy rate under the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy Program will now be at or above the price of 75% of child care slots. The previous rate in 2025 had been at or above about 41% of slots. The change will benefit around 15,000 families by providing average savings of around $175 per month. Wisconsin Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar has officially launched her campaign against Judge Chris Taylor in the 2026 state Supreme Court election. Judge Lazar is the first conservative candidate to enter the race after current Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announced she would not be seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement on Wednesday, Judge Lazar said she's running to remove politics from the court system. If victorious, the liberal majority on the state's highest court would be held to just 4-3. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew. We talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we're good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning the $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the Beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performer should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.